welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and I'm so excited for this week of Korea 101 because, as you guys know, on this segment, I like to give you all that essential information, those, you know, key vocabulary, but also my hot little tips and tricks and what else I want to share here in order to settle down and have a happy time in Korea. But as you guys know, last week was Melody's last show with us. And so this week I thought I'd kind of change it up and do something fun. And I thought I'd start introducing to you guys some really amazing, incredible places around Korea that you can visit once you are all able to. There's just so much more to Korea than just, you know, Seoul or Incheon area, which I know a lot of us tend to go towards when we first come. But there's just so many cool places. And I want to make sure that I can give you as many as possible to check out if you have the chance to come to Korea in the future. So I figured we would start it off right at the very bottom, at the very tip of Korea, at Jeju Island. I'm sure you guys are all very familiar, at least on some level, with Jeju because we've talked about it on a couple segments here now. Matt's covered some of the amazing food that you can get on Jeju. I could spend 3 days just talking about Jeju food. But today I figured we'd talk about some really amazing and beautiful places that you gotta check out if you're able to go to the island here. Now, just to give you some background information on why Jeju is such a cool place to visit is, as you know, it is a volcanic island here. It was made through volcanic activity, similar to, you know, like Hawaii. But what's rare about this place here is that there are just so many things called volcanic cones, which, as our Korean speakers will know, is Odum. And then there's also these things called lava tubes. And we talk about lava tubes in Korean as 용암 동굴. 용암 동굴. And what's interesting is there are just so many here, and that's quite rare to have on such a tiny little island. And so what happened is actually Jeju Island was set as what's called a biosphere reserve by UNESCO. And that happened about 2002, I believe. And then it was also designated as a World Natural Heritage in 2007. So this is kind of cool overall. So the reason this actually became a UNESCO heritage site was by some happy little accident. At that time when the judges were on the island kind of touring it, some people were around when the ground actually gave way and they ended up finding this cave. And so that was reported back to the judges, and of course they went and checked it out and they ended up designating Jeju as this incredible UNESCO World Heritage Site, which is pretty cool. Just kind of have random happenstance there. There's a cave that appears and the judges are able to go and see it on their way. So it's quite a nice little circumstance that happened at the time. But if I just wanted to give you guys some background here as well about the weather, because Jeju weather is a little bit different than mainland. I would say it's generally warmer. So if you do plan on going, keep that in mind. And I would say any time really is great to visit Jeju. There's no bad time, but if I could pick the best time, I would have to say it's either going to be spring or fall. It's just great weather, and I would say just the nature itself, the landscape itself is so beautiful and lush. In the springtime, it's very green. In the fall, you get to see those nice, beautiful colors as well. So, you know, those are all things to keep in mind. But if you guys are interested in going and checking it out, there's a lot of information you can get. If you have any questions, definitely check out the Visit Jeju site. You can also call the phone number that they have provided there as well. And the good thing is, for those of you who are maybe not Korean native speakers or even English native speakers, there is a lot of options in terms of how to get in touch with somebody there. So if you want to call by telephone, they do offer Korean, English, Chinese, and Japanese. But if you are not native in those or not don't feel comfortable in those, the online chats has those as well as Spanish, French, Thai, Vietnamese, and Indonesian. So there's some more options there in terms of getting information, chatting online. If you're like me, I cannot stand doing phone calls. I am all about the online messaging. So hopefully that will be some helpful information for you all. Now, don't worry. I have so much more that I want to cover about Jeju. But I think first, let's take a listen to our first song here. It's by Damien Rice, and it's called Volcano. Thank you. everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla. We are here at Korea 101, and I am giving you all the information there is about some really cool places to check out in Jeju, on Jeju Island. And so I had just briefly given you a little background about the history and the UNESCO heritage sites and all that, but now I kind of want to go a little more in depth and give you some places or some options to check out if you are able to go to Jeju. Now, I have been to this first one here. I had a great time, some fun memories made there with some of my co-teachers at the time when I was a teacher and went on the vacation. What are those called? Those field trips down to Jeju. This first place here that I want to tell you about is actually a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it is called a 성산 일출봉. 성산 일출봉. And so the reason it is called 일출봉 is, so 일출 is kind of the term for sunrise here, and 봉 of course is a term for peak. So we would say it's like 성산 일출 peak, and that peak is located in 서귀포. And 서귀포 is one of the cities on Jeju Island. And what's really cool, I actually didn't know this about it. It was formed about 5,000 years ago when it just completely erupted out of the ocean. And when it first was formed, it was actually a separate island. But what ended up happening is, you know, all sorts of sand and stones and things from the mainland kind of would drift on down here. And around 1940, it ended up becoming fully linked with Jeju Island there. So now it is connected. But if you guys do want to go check it out, I highly recommend, because the sunrise there is just incredible. It is breathtaking. I went with a few of my co-teachers, and while it was a very early morning, it was well worth it. The one thing I will say, though, is that if you do plan to go to the peak, to the top of it, the stairways, it's a little tricky. It's not the easiest, but I will say it doesn't take too much time, maybe about 20 minutes or so, so you can tackle that. There is a good thing to point out, though, is depending when you go. So the thing about it is the times will vary according to the season. So make sure you check that out. I won't get into too much detail on that, but it just kind of depends if it's opening at 7:30 and then closing at about 7 versus if it's opening at 7 a.m. and closing at about, you know, 8. It's a small difference here, but just kind of make sure and check those things. And also the first week, every first week on Monday is closed. And finally, there is a little bit of a ticket that you do have to pay for. It's about $5, I'd say, like 5,000 won for the adults, and then about $4 if you're in a group. So I went with a group and it was, you know, $4. It's nothing. But it's such a cool place to go and check out. It is one of the coolest, and I'd say it's much simpler for me. I'd rather tackle that than Hallasan that day. As you guys know, Hallasan is the massive mountain there on Jeju Island. So this was a little bit easier for me to tackle with some of my friends and co-workers. But it's definitely something I recommend if you're going to Jeju for the first time to check out. You'll get an amazing shot there, get some great exercise, and get to see a lot of the landscape, as well as what I mentioned about it being a volcano, all that kind of history that goes with that there. So if you guys feel like hiking that, please feel free to check that out. But I do have some other hiking options coming up in just a minute. But first, I want to take a listen to our next song here. It's by The Cooks, and it's called Sunrise. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재, and it is Korea 101, and we were just going through all different places you can check out on Jeju Island. I'm having so much fun introducing these all to you, and I really hope that someday you guys will all be able to check each and every one of these places out. And I had just talked about previously here about going to Seongsan Ilchulbong, which is the Seongsan Ilchul Peak. And it's a beautiful peak, great view of the sunrise. But I kind of wanted to move on to our next possible option for any of those hikers or trekkers out there who enjoy that. There is the Jeju Olle Course. And this one here, I want to recommend the first one, the number one course here. These, of course, are these walking trails that kind of run through the mountains and valleys and along the coast, on the beaches. They're just very scenic trails where you can check out a lot of different things. Now, the Jeju Olle Course 1, I would say it's fairly easy, except that there are two volcanic cones to keep in mind. Of course, a lot of people are interested in seeing that, but it does kind of raise the difficulty level up to about medium because of that there. So good things to know here if you are ever hiking, just in general some tips. You should always kind of have the call center locked in on your phone just in case you ever need help. Also making sure you're aware of any checkpoints is good to know. And then just as a general tip for any hikers here, a lot of people recommend to kind of finish before the sun sets, before it gets too late. So they recommend about 6 p.m. during the summer and about 5 p.m. during the winter. Just, you don't want it getting too dark and then all of a sudden you end up getting hurt or getting lost or something like that. It's best to be safe. But this one here is about a 14.6 kilometer hike, so almost 15 kilometers. And it starts at Siheung Elementary School and then ends at a very important place here, Gwangchigi 해변. 광치기 해변. So 해변, as you guys might remember, is the term for beach. So it starts at the school, ends at the beach, and it takes, they average out about 4 to 5 hours, I'd say. But what's really great, as I said, you know, you'll end at the beach, so you get this beautiful view of the beach, but also you get to see those Orim. And as I mentioned, Orim are those volcanic cones. And so that's why a lot of people are interested in seeing those, checking them out. The first one on the trail is actually called the Malmi Orim because it looks like the head of a horse. So a lot of people kind of want to go check that out. Also, a lot of people tend to put the cows out there. You know, so if you're hiking, you might see some cows out and about. Don't be surprised. But there's also the second one. The second Orim, which is called the Al Orim. And that's because Al is the term for egg. So here, this Orim, this volcanic cone, kind of looks like an egg. So it's kind of cute. We've got the horse head and we've got an egg. But the nice thing is these are not too tall, so it's not going to be too difficult to hike. But just keep that in mind. Again, this is a medium rank in terms of that for any of our hikers. And the great thing is you're going to finish by walking along that coastal road. You'll get to see Udo, which, as you guys know, I love talking about Udo. I love checking out all the different, like, especially Udo being an island close by. I feel like I'm going to have to take a moment to talk about Udo in general. And we'll maybe cover that a different day. But you get to see all these beautiful things and then finally end at the beach, which is super nice, I think. And speaking of that beach as well, I do want to talk about it for a second. The Gwangchigi 해변, as I mentioned, the beach is the ending point for that course one. And of course, there is course two. So if you want to continue onwards with your trekking, feel free. But the nice thing about this is it's just a beautiful beach that kind of has a little hidden surprise to it. So Gwangchigi, it's actually a Jeju dialect and it means Norok Pawi. Norok Pawi, which means wide rocks. And that's because this beach is really unique. So the way I would describe it is picture lava kind of coming down from a volcano. And then when it hits the water of the sea, it really like makes this interesting kind of geographical structure, these kind of weird, interesting rocks because it hardens so fast because it's meeting that cool water of the sea. And so when the tide's in, totally looks normal, like a completely normal beach. But when the tide is out, then all of a sudden you see these cool rock formations and like all these green mosses that come out and cover these rocks. And it's so beautiful just in general. But then if you go at sunrise, you'll get this beautiful backdrop of, do you guys remember me talking about that peak, the Seongsan Ilchulbong? It's right behind there in the background. So you can get the sunrise, you can get the peak, and you can get the this beautiful beach all in one photo. It is just stunning. And then, of course, you know, it's got this really cool sand because it's actually black. Like, it's a black beach because it's kind of got that basalt sort of in it. So it doesn't look like the actual beaches that I'm used to seeing growing up. And that's what made it so fascinating to check it out there. Also, for anyone who is smart and rents a car, I highly recommend doing that when you go visit Jeju. There is a public parking lot. Hurrah! This is always a very important thing, so I felt like I should drop that little tidbit in as well. But, oh, you guys, you know what? I'm having so much fun telling you about all this stuff. There's actually a lot more that I want to share with you, so I think it'll be fun to kind of keep on sharing all these fun and interesting places around Korea that you need to check out when you and come visit. But unfortunately, as you guys know, we are already out of time today. But don't worry, I'll be coming back again next week with some more fun places. Be sure you guys tune in then. This was 한국어 천재. I'm Kayla. I'll see you guys tomorrow, and let's take it on out with our final song here. It's by Saosu Cannibal, and it's called 제주도의 푸른 밤.